Producer Porkchop almost passed out during his haircut, and he's saying the reason why is pretty embarrassing. 833-563-2539. We're going to hear his story, but I want to know, maybe you did pass out or you came so close. Share that story with us. What happened? What caused it? 833-563-2539. So your haircut looks good, but what the heck happened?
It does look really good.
Thank you. Yeah, so I was sitting in the chair getting my hair cut, and everything was totally fine. And then all of a sudden, towards the end, like she was finishing up, and I just looked in the mirror, and I was like, hey, random question for you. Do you think, like, my hair, like, it's getting pretty thin up there, huh? Because I noticed it was, like, getting really thin, and, like, I'm really starting to notice, like, badly. And I was hoping she'd be like, yeah, no, it's fine. And she's like, yeah, no, it's okay, but yeah. And then she started, like, suggesting products. And then I kept, like, looking in the mirror more and more. And then I just, for some reason, I don't know, I got, like, lightheaded and I freaking almost passed out because I feel like I'm going bald.
So wait, that made you, like, almost pass out?
Yeah, like, I literally told her, I was like, you know, I have to stand up real quick. So I stood up and that made it worse. And then I remember being told, if you feel like you're going to faint, put like your head down, like between your knees. So that's what I did and that helped. But I literally almost passed out.
That is so mortifying. Like people in the next chairs over to you being like, oh my gosh, what's wrong with him? Be like, he just found out his hair's thinning really bad.
But isn't that, I don't know.
That
it's
haircut
so embarrassing.
Killed him.
That is kind of embarrassing. And it's also extremely funny.
833-563-2539. Why did you faint or like almost pass out? Porkchop apparently was traumatized by the fact that he's balding. Can you take your headphones off real quick just for us in studio?
Please, no.
All right. So I see. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a bald spot coming in, but that's normal, man. That's just, you have what they call male pattern baldness. This is coming from a guy that went bald when he was like 19.
Honestly, it looks better shorter.
It does. Like this, it's less noticeable.
It's at a shorter length than it was before, and it's less noticeable.
I guess that makes sense.
Now, what's that thing, the flip you have in your hair right now? What's that called?
Oh, I have no idea. Hairstyle?
It's cool right now. Like, it hasn't thinned out, but it's thinning up there, too. You need to be careful, because some guys, I almost call it, like, the island hair, where they have, like, a patch of hair here. It's its own little island. Then it's bald, and then there's more in the back. Once an island happens, once the hair divides into two different continents or pieces of land, you've got to shave your head.
You've got to shave your entire head.
Really?
Yes.
Or take Rogaine or start doing, be proactive with it.
Ugh.
I would just start being proactive right now. Actually, right now.
I'm getting faint right now.
Dude,
okay,
no,
okay.
Stop.
Air
you and Liv, each one
off.
Of you are passing out. 833-563-2539. A lot of people, too, I think, might have went to the doctors. Were you given, like, blood before or, like, needles? I know this doesn't bother me. A lot of people get, like, really lightheaded when that happens.
I actually have fainted from needles before.
I have fainted from getting blood drawn as well.
Wait, okay. I want to hear both these stories. Okay. Liv, what happened with your blood drawn?
Well, first, I fainted one time during a sorority, like, initiation. The first part of our sorority initiation, I was a freshman. It was, like, after the first weekend of school.
What'd they do?
So, it was, like, welcome week. And so, I had been, like, drinking and, like, all over the place, just, like, dehydrated in general. And then you have to stand for, I think, like, it felt like 3.5 hours straight. I had no breakfast, no water, no coffee. And everyone else in the chapter gets to sit besides the new people.
Yeah.
So we were standing there in this hot hall and on the college campus in this like white dress with these like stockings on because we have to be pure like virgins for like initiation.
What college did you go to?
And I got so lightheaded and all of a sudden I grabbed my friend's hand who was sitting next to me and then just went down.
Did
and
you kind
hit
of
your
pulled
head? Her down with me. I mean, I passed out. I didn't hit my head hard. But yeah, I passed out in the middle, and it was I barely knew these girls at all. I had known these girls for maybe a week.
So if you pass out, did they kick you out then?
No, they kept me.
Okay, 833-563-2539. I want to go to Jessica. Hey, Jessica, tell us your story about why you fainted or almost passed out. What happened?
When I was in labor with my daughter, my doctor came to check me, and when she told me that she was coming, I fainted.
Really? Because you were just so nervous?
I had gone through a lot up to that point, and as soon as she told me, okay, here she's coming, I'm like, oh God, and I passed out.
Now, did you wake up, like, because I don't know how you could sleep during the pushing part. Did you instantly wake up?
No. I think it was probably pretty quick. I would say probably 10 or so seconds that I was, like,
out.
Out.
I bet every woman's like, I wish.
Back to reality. and I felt it all. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I bet every woman wishes they could pass out during that and just be asleep for it.
Yeah, just wake up and the baby's out. Yeah, good job. You're done.
Well, hey, Jessica, that's insane. Thanks for calling in this morning to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's go this morning to Mickey. Hey, Mickey, what's your story about fainting or almost passing out?
So I flew to New York one winter and hadn't flew in years and flew back home and couldn't figure out why my chest was hurting. And come to find out, after I got done cleaning my house, I'd like literally just passed out and woke up. And went to the doctor, and come to find out, I had blood clots on each lung.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's insane. Yeah. That is absolutely insane. Wow. Are you okay?
Yeah,
like, what did they do?
So I was hospitalized for 3 days. I was in ICU for 3 days.
Wow.
And they ended up putting me on blood thinners for pretty much the rest of my life, and I'm 38 now. This happened back in 2010.
And what was the cause? Do they know? Like, is that just genetics?
No, I think from going on and off of birth control, like in my early 20s.
Okay, well, we're glad you're okay or at least doing better. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's wrap it up with Courtney. Hey, Courtney, you're on Jill on the Radio Now Morning Show. We're talking about, you know, why did you faint or almost pass out? Pork Chop almost passed out getting his hair cut because was it a barber or was it a stylist?
Stylist.
Sorry, stylist. She's like, Pork Chop, you're losing some hair up there. What's your story, Courtney?
Well, I was at my friend's house, and we were helping watch a bunch of little kids, and one of the little girls ended up somehow slicing her hand on something. I don't even know what it was, maybe the edge of a shelf. And normally I'm okay with blood, but for some reason that day I wasn't feeling that great, and I literally passed out.
Oh my gosh!
She's like, oh no!
So now two people are down and need help.
Could you imagine those poor kids in like little kindergarten or whatever class they're in? They're like, she's bleeding. This lady falls down. She's dead.
Oh no.
Like, that had to be the most traumatic experience of those kids' life that day.
It was at a daycare. So yeah, that was actually pretty bad.
Wow.
I've got two more quick funny stories too, how I actually did faint.
Thank you, Courtney.
I fainted getting my ears pierced. And,
of course. That checks out. That's on brand for you.
And I almost passed out when working out. That was last year, but that's when I found out I had the health problems. But can you believe that? I'm there working out, and then just everyone's all looking at me, all the big guys, and I'm just down and out.
They're like, damn, he's really out of shape.
Yeah.
Like all he is doing is checking his Instagram on that bench over there, and he passed out.
Taking selfies.
Oh, well, we're glad you're okay and that didn't happen. So sorry about the baldness, though.